Kina mem hey, the last kina, Eli Tzion. Eli doesn't mean my God. Eli means to cry out, to call, to cry. And Tzion cries, and the cities of Tzion cry, kamo yishavet zireha, like a woman in giving birth. I want to just talk about that imagery for a minute before we sing it together. I saw on YU Torah there was a tape, there was a recording of Rav Soloveitchik explaining kinos, and he said this idea. Why do we use the imagery of a woman crying when she's giving birth? Because anyone who's been to the maternity wing knows that you can't tell a woman who's giving birth, who's in labor, to stop crying. Would you mind, please, not screaming? Would you mind just... People are trying to sleep next door. If you just be a little quieter, you can't do that. You can't do that. It doesn't work. They scream. Their blood-curdling screams. Baruch Hashem, I've had the zechus to hear it a few times. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. We can't be comforted. Whatever we say, whatever we do, there's nothing that we could... You can't comfort us. You can't calm us down. We just... in utter destruction. But I think there's another, maybe another dimension of this imagery of Isha Bitzireha. You see that when we hear those blood-curdling screams, and they are really blood-curdling screams, you know what always follows those blood-curdling screams within a minute or two or three? You hear, congratulations. And then, in America at least, the next word I've always heard was, in a very American way, in a very New York kind of way, oh my gosh. A woman's voice saying, oh my gosh, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's always the next word. Yes, Isha Bitzireha, we can't be consoled. While we're crying, we can't be crying. But it's our crying that brings that mazel tov that we're all waiting for. And now we have a lot to cry about. We've had a lot to cry about. Talks about korbanos, not korbanos of animals, but korbanos of you and me and our grandparents and our uncles and our cousins, babies and adults and sufferings and makos and financial pressures that we've been oppressed and the rejoicing of our enemies and our averos and our distance. We're all crying, but our tefillah is that through our crying and as a result of our crying, Hashem will respond after the blood-curdling screams with the mazel tov. The minhag is that we stand for Eli Tzion.
Eli Tzion ve'areha kema isha v'tzireha v'chiv sulam v'durasak v'abal